Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 18th of August, and here in Auroville is cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, and the night will bring partly cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 34 with the heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 8 km per hour with occasional gusts on 14 km per hour, which will shift to southerly winds in the evening at 11 km per hour with gusts on 16 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 41%. On Wednesday, 27th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the Auroville Council invites us to a second interactive general meeting. The first one was held on July 23rd to update the community on the progress of discussion to describe the process whereby CUDA and the Auroville Council will work together in future to better manage internal community conflicts. The meeting will also present the latest draft to the new conflict resolution policy, which first defines the way in which community conflicts are managed, and second, describes the sharing of responsibility between the Auroville Council and CUDA regards the resolution of conflicts within the community. All residents are encouraged to attend this important meeting to make suggestions and refinements to the draft policy and to contribute to the development of the way in which the community resolves conflicts. Agenda is following. First, follow-up report from the last interactive general meeting on July 23rd. Secondly, introduction to CUDA by CUDA team. And then presentation of updated Auroville conflict resolution policy by CUDA team. And followed by open discussion and input invited. They're calling for resource persons, anyone may volunteer to contribute to and refine the final policy. The deadline for input and modification to the conflict resolution policy will be 1 week after the meeting, no later than 5 p.m. Wednesday, September 3rd. After this time, the Auroville Council, CUDA and the resource people will finalize the policy, taking into the consideration all comments received. The final policy will be then presented to the community in a general meeting and then later to the resident assembly for a formal ratification. The working draft for the updated Auroville conflict resolution policy is attached to news and notes, and this draft has been written by CUDA in cooperation with Auroville Council and resource person. They're asking us to send our comments to auroville.council@auroville.orgin and CUDA@auroville.orgin. And for more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email the resident assembly service at rasservice@auroville.orgin or call them on 887-0288-502. Tonight at 8 p.m. at the Ashram Theatre, 61 Rue Safran, Kalaimani, Akanya Kumari and Partik will perform for us violin concert. On Friday, September 5th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. next to Dreamers Cafe in the Visitor Center in the International Zone, we are all invited to an art break day. For school groups of 8 and plus participants, they're asking you to book a slot by emailing to crew@auroville.orgin to help them make that sure everyone can enjoy. Make Art Free for Auroville will be among 20 international sites hosting an event called Art Break Day for the second year in a row. Last year, more than 200 individuals participated. The US-based arts organization Art is Moving has provided $500 of beautiful art supplies for this community art event. More information you can find on www.artbreakday.com. Volunteers are needed for maintaining the art supplies in shifts from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. or from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. They're asking you to contact Krupa@auroville.orgin or you can call her on 94-86-287495. Road service informs us that the Sincerity Road will be closed for 10 days. In order to pave the Sincerity Road in the corner of Ilangark School, this corner will be closed from Monday, today 18 up to Wednesday, 27th of August. A pathway open in 2010 is being reopened for two-wheelers on the CSR Road, between the Cement, Mushroom and the Svedam crossing. To go to Verity or Ganesh Berke, the four-wheelers will have to drive a long detour passing in front of CSR Miracle Imagination and Celebration. Auroville Singing Festival 2014, here's a call for participation in the children choir, and they are saying that they will practice for the children choir every Sunday from yesterday until 28th of September from 10 a.m. to 12 at Creeper. They need children or aged over 10 years old who want to participate as voice in the children choir during this Auroville Singing Festival. The children choir will sing on 11th of October in Barat Nivas. The children will sing three beautiful songs and have a great experience to feel harmony. They're asking you to bring children and joy to make a special stage together. For further information and for application form, you can call them on 80-98-90-0364 or mail them on avsingingfestival@oroville.org. To celebrate Cherubina's birthday and Independence Day, let's connect through the badminton. Team would like to conduct the second annual badminton tournament in Certitude Sports Ground. This time, they will only have men's double matches, which will include players from Oroville and the surrounding villages. The tournament will be going on 21st, 22nd and 23rd of August, and as we said, at Certitude Sports Ground. Oroville categories would be men's doubles, and they would be extremely grateful if you can contribute towards this tournament to make it a successful event. Their account number is 251947. Oroville Web Team is happy to share with us brand new public website for Oroville, www.oroville.org. This new site has replaced our existing 14 years old site on 15th of August. It's a fresh start with around 350 pages covering basics taken out of 3000 pages from the old site. More pages will be added over the coming months. But what we can do to take this site forward to its full potential, they need our support in the following areas. First, check whether your activity is represented. If not, let them know. And secondly, if your activity is represented, they're asking us to check whether factual information is accurate. If not, let them know. About photos and videos, they are moving towards minimizing text and increasing photos, slideshows and videos. So they're asking you to send a good collection of photos and links to videos of your work if available on YouTube, Vimeo or such sites. All pages in the site can be improved, and if you have a suggestion or photo or video to offer, even if it's not related to your work area, please feel free to share. They request photographers in particular to have a look at the site and send them photos suitable for any of the pages that they can reach the site. They also ask us to send the feedback to webcontact@oroville.org. And here's the announcements from Jill. She's saying that she would like to offer acting classes at Creeper on Monday and Tuesday between 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. from August 25th onward. The classes would emphasize the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of the art of acting and how they are connected. For more information and registration, we can call Jill on 94-86-41-6173. Unlimited Tamil Nadu is a social entrepreneurship incubator working from Oroville for the past 2 years. They invite newcomers, long-term volunteers, interns for a period of 6 months or more with a passion for social development to join them. They support both inside Oroville and the rest of the state. Your role will be to assist in networking, business model design, strategy, finance and leadership coaching. Others will be mentored and provided with training to carry out this role. Minimum time commitment is 4 hours a week. If you are interested to learn how about social entrepreneurship by being too closely associated with a young change making venture, let them know on hr@unlimitedtamilnadu.org. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama romance, Shadows of Time, made in Germany in 2004 by writer and director Florian Gallenberger. Tomorrow they will screen a German documentary Adopted, made in Germany 2013 by director Gudrun F. Whitlock. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, The Unknown Known, made in USA in 2013 by director Errol Morris. In this one, former United States Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld discussed his careers in Washington DC from his days as a congressman in the early 1960s to planning the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "Never complain of the behavior of anyone unless you have the power to change his nature, what makes him act in this way. And if you have the power, change him instead complaining." And the mother said, "Supreme Lord, teach us to be silent so that in silence we may receive thy force and understand thy will." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.